Welcome, welcome, folks. This is Lindsay for Youth Beat here on Columbus Community Radio 102.1, 98.3 FM. I hope you've all thrown open your windows and are airing the winter out of your house. Fingers crossed, spring might actually be here to stay. And what with the warming weather becoming more and more common, it's time to get outside and start enjoying everything Central Ohio has to offer. From metro parks to museums, the heart of Ohio has something for everyone. Columbus especially is full to bursting with shops, restaurants, and sights to see. But with nearly 218 square miles to cover, it's easy to miss something amazing. So we've interviewed Experience Columbus, an organization dedicated to highlighting all that the city has to offer to find out just where to go and why. Have I got you interested? Good, you'll be willing to stick around for a while. Before we bring in Experience Columbus, we'll play you in with a bright and sunny song and give you something to brighten your night. Hemele no Lilo is Hawaiian and loosely translates to a song for Lilo or a song for the generous. Featured in the Disney movie Lilo and Stitch, it is completely in the native Hawaiian language and is reminiscent of sunshine and warmth.
Mahalo nui a ke alii wahi nei, o lili kalani o ka pohi ko. Ka pipi o mai, o ke hanu e nue ngā pai ho o lu a hani ke mole.
Smiling, our next piece will. In this week's Positively Charged, our Upper Arlington Dream Team highlights what local Ohioans are doing to alleviate hunger all across the state.
The state of Ohio has climbed to 6th in the nation in food insecurity, as 1 in 6 households struggled last year to get enough to eat. In only 5 other states was hunger more present, according to an annual report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Food insecurity is normally caused by poverty, unemployment, or a scarcity of food. In Columbus, the most prevalent reason is simply under or unemployment. First Community Church has 2 branches located in Central Ohio, as well as a food pantry named Heart to Heart. Each year, Heart to Heart serves 117,000 meals to nearly 13,000 people. The food pantry is located at the church's South Campus in Grandview. Sarah Keens is the high school coordinator at First Community Church.
Folks come in and they, if they are unable to provide food for themselves or their family, Heart to Heart is a place where they can get groceries and other food supplies to serve not only themselves but their family.
In what ways are students able to get involved with Heart to Heart?
Students are able to get involved by donating much-needed items. There are other items that Mid-Ohio Food Bank doesn't provide that are needed, such as toiletries, feminine hygiene products are one thing that are always needed, diapers, some of the things that aren't food but that are needed by families. So oftentimes we can't get through Mid-Ohio. So donating not only food but kind of personal items is always a way to get involved. So we're always looking for donations, and students can help with that. There is an online donation at fcchurch.com/heart, I think is the heart-to-heart site. There's all sorts of information on there, and there's also an online form to sign up to volunteer. So you can go on that site and see exactly when volunteering will match up with your schedule.
Each year, Heart to Heart hosts an annual Party for the Pantry, a benefit concert which all of the proceeds go as donations to the pantry. Last year, the concert was headlined by W.C. Lindsay, an indie band in which the lead singer is an Upper Arlington High School alumni. Unfortunately, this year one of the members became sick and they were unable to play at the concert. But the show went on, and the pantry is making plans for a second concert this year, which the band plans to headline this time around. Taylor Whitman, a senior at Upper Arlington High School, attended the concert both this year and last.
It's just a nice little break from what usually happens on like a weekend, and it's pretty cheap, so you just get to go see musicians play for $5, and if you bring a canned food, you're doing even better. And like the bands there are really cool. Like last year it was W.C. Lindsay, and they were really cool. And then you get to like meet them and kind of hang out with them after, and it's just in a room, so it's just like this whole huge dance party, and it's really fun.
Have you ever volunteered or donated to Heart to Heart Pantry before this event?
Yes, I have gone to Heart Pantry and unloaded food through the church, and I've been at the church and like packed food and collected food and stuff, and then they donated all. So I've done that.
Because W.C. Lindsay, the most well-known of the bands, was unable to make it, this year's attendance was lower than last year's, which is why Heart to Heart is planning on hosting a second concert this year. Stopping the spread of hunger in this state begins with you. Instead of watching TV, volunteer at the Mid-Ohio Food Bank and visit their website at www.midohiofoodbank.org to find different opportunities. If you don't have time to volunteer, you can contact a guidance counselor at your high school on ways to start a fundraiser and or donate. You can also do research on your own to learn more about the issues of hunger and poverty. Many high schools host fundraisers to help alleviate hunger. For example, UA Rise Cafe, a coffee shop located inside Upper Arlington High School, has available a short list of different items they want customers to bring in to benefit hunger. If the food item is brought in, the donor is rewarded with a discounted drink. Food insecurity is a very serious issue, but if we all work together, it is stoppable. I'm Annie Murray, reporting for Youth Beat Radio.
Once again, that was Annie and Spencer from Upper Arlington High School with Positively Charged. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I'm pretty sick of being cooped up inside. With the weather finally on the upswing, I'm ready to go outside and enjoy the sunshine and clear skies. But with so many different venues here in Columbus, it's hard to know where and when to go. Luckily, Experience Columbus has that covered. I'll turn things over to Youth Beat reporter Nishant Makija, whose interview with Megumi Robinson aims to shed some light on just how to experience Columbus.
Good evening. You are listening to Youth Beat Radio on 98.3 and 102.1 FM. Thank you very much for being with us. We are joined with Megumi Robinson, the spokesperson for Experience Columbus. Welcome, Megumi, to Youth Beat Radio. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I just want to get right into it. I was wondering if you can tell us about Experience Columbus. What is the purpose of your organization and what do you do?
Absolutely. So Experience Columbus is the destination marketing organization for Greater Columbus. So we are the only organization that's 100% dedicated to selling, marketing, and promoting the region to visitors. Greater Columbus welcomes 37.6 million visitors each year, which has an $8.7 billion economic impact and supports more than 71,000 jobs. So tourism is really big business, and it's vitally important to our region's economy.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you said, can you repeat that one more time for me? How many visitors come to Columbus?
We welcome 37.6 million visitors each year.
Wow, that's amazing. And what are some of the things that you feel make Columbus a great place to visit, live and visit?
Yeah, so Columbus is a vibrant city on the rise. I think that we have a very unique blend of arts and culture in our city, as well as a very creative culinary, fashion, and entertainment scene. So those are some really great things that make Columbus just a wonderful place to live and to visit. You know, we have a very lively downtown that's connected to welcoming neighborhoods that are really easy to walk around. We're also a place of opportunity. So we often hear of folks who have moved from cities like Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York to start businesses and to move to Columbus thanks to how affordable and accessible our city is. Our city is really smart. We're open, and we have a really incredible entrepreneurial spirit. So I think all of those things are great reasons why people want to visit and what make it such a great place to call home.
Great. And what are some of the activities and attractions that people may not know about in Columbus?
I always love to point out all of the assets that we have downtown. So Columbus Commons is a beautiful park in downtown Columbus. So that I'm sure people are very aware of, but they might not be aware of all of the different entertainment options that go on there. So throughout the summer, there are so many concerts. Some of them are free. They have movies in the park, and they also have free workout classes, which is really fun. So I think that's something that attracts, you know, all ages, and not too many people know about that. I also love whenever I can do a hands-on activity. So there is a place called Glass Access, and they do glassblowing classes and different workshops and things like that. So I think that's a really fun, unique thing to our city. I also encourage, if people are looking for different ideas on what they can do, to check out our website at experiencecolumbus.com. So we have a calendar of events. We have a blog that is always highlighted what's new and what's coming up. And so that's a great place to go to get ideas and to find some of those, lesser known attractions and activities.
Great. And what are some activities and attractions that would be interest to the teenagers and young adults group, that category?
Yeah, so for those who love to shop, and I know, as a teenager and as a young adult myself, that's something that I always enjoy doing. There are a lot of great options in Columbus, from Easton to the one-of-a-kind boutiques in the Short North. Also, the Columbus Zoo and Zubizi Bay are really fun places to spend the day as well.
Great. And what do you think is the best way to explore Columbus?
So Experience Columbus is a great resource. And as I mentioned earlier, you can visit our website, experiencecolumbus.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for a calendar of events. We have a visitor's guide with city and entertainment maps. And then you can become a tourist in your own city. So you could create a list of new places to go and restaurants to try. The great part about Columbus is that it's very walkable. And so you can always go to a place like the Short North, and you will find entertainment, restaurants, shopping, and art galleries all just steps away from each other. Mm-hmm. Also, the C-Bus, which is the downtown circulator, is free and a great place and way to get around the downtown neighborhoods.
Great. And for people who have lived here their entire lives, what would you suggest? I mean, how would you suggest them get out and to know their city a little bit better, especially, the youth population in Columbus? What would you suggest?
So I think it's all about trying new things. As I had mentioned earlier, create a list of, you know, some of the top places that you've always said, oh, I would love to go there, but just haven't had a chance to do that. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to get to know the city better. Also, get involved.
And how can people get involved with your organization?
So there are several ways. One way is to become a Certified Tourism Ambassador, which is also known as a CTA. This is a national certification that will equip people with the tools and knowledge to create a memorable visitor experience. So as a CTA, you will learn about Columbus, you'll learn how to craft answers to frequently asked visitor questions, and more. Another great way to get involved is to volunteer for the events going on throughout our city. Mm-hmm. And this, you can find all of these opportunities at joinuscolumbus.com. Go to the website. You'll see an entire list of the upcoming festivals and events that are looking for volunteers. And you can sign up to become, you know, one of the frontline individuals who we'd always turn to provide that excellent visitor experience.
Great. And I just have one more question I wanted to ask you. And my question is, how is Columbus more unique than New York or Chicago? What would you say that the city has done that, to make it more unique than the bigger cities that people want to visit?
That's a great question. And I think that it's a combination of all of our really unique assets that we have. So it's our vibrant downtown. It's our walkable downtown. It's the affordability of our city. It is the accessibility of our city. Those are all things that make us stand out. You know, we're one of the fastest growing cities in the Midwest, and I think that can be attributed to those great assets that I just mentioned. And so that's what makes Columbus unique. You know, we have a great local food scene. You can't find anything like it anywhere else. We have really unique boutiques and shopping, and it's something that's very specific to Columbus.
And do you guys offer tours in some of the historic neighborhoods like German Village at all?
We do not, but many of our partners do. So if you go to some of those district and neighborhood websites, you'll be able to find opportunities for tours and just getting to learn more about those neighborhoods.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about the city of Columbus?
Just that it is, you know, truly a wonderful place to live, and that we encourage everyone to invite their friends and family to come visit them. What we always hear is that once people come to Columbus, they absolutely love it. They have a wonderful experience, and they want to come back.
Thank you so much, Megumi, for joining us here on Youth Beat Radio. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, that was Nishant Makija interviewing Megumi Robinson. I'm Lindsay, your Youth Beat host here on Columbus Community Radio. We'll take a music break now with Canadian artist David Franzi, whose song Red-Winged Blackbird is a delightful herald of the spring.
Red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. He'll be there beside the river when winter finally breaks its bones. He'll be king among the rushes. He'll be master of his home. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird down my road. Safe as Moses in the rushes, builds his home on the river wide. Every time I hear him singing, makes me feel like spring inside. Thought I heard a red winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red winged blackbird down my road. Thank you. singing his heart out. He'll be telling me stories too, of where he went, I went to last year, of how he's going back there too. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road.
You know, David Francie is actually one of my mom's favorite artists. My family saw him a number of years ago on one of our annual trips to Canada. Now, as our regular listeners know, Youth Beat has been airing special poetry segments from Columbus Alternative High School for several weeks now. I'd like to introduce a Poetry Out Loud poem recited by Julius Allen, a senior at Columbus Alternative High School in Columbus, Ohio. Julius will recite The Redeemer by English World War I poet Siegfried Sassoon.
Darkness. The rain sluiced down. The mire was deep. It was past 12 on a midwinter night when peaceful folk in beds lay snug asleep. There, with much work to do before the light, we lugged our clay-sucked boots as best we might along the trench. Sometimes a bullet sang, and droning shells burst with a hollow bang. We were soaked, chilled, and wretched, every one. Darkness, the distant wink of a huge gun. I turned in the black ditch, loathing the storm. A rocket fizzed and burned with blanching flare and lit the face of what had been a form, floundering in murk. He stood before me there. I say that he was Christ. Stiff in the glare, and leaning forward from his burdening task, both arms supporting it, his eyes on mine stared from the woeful head that seemed a mask of mortal pain in hell's unholy shine. No thorny crown, only a woolen cap he wore, an English soldier, white and strong, who loved his time like any simple chap, good days of work and sport and homely song. Now he has learned that nights are very long, and dawn, a watching of the windowed sky. But to the end, unjudging, he'll endure horror and pain, not uncontent to die, that Lancaster on Loon may stand secure. He faced me, reeling in his weariness, shouldering his load of planks so hard to bear. I say that he was Christ, who wrought to bless all groping things with freedom bright as air, and with his mercy washed and made them fair. Then the flame sank, and all grew black as pitch, while we began to struggle along the ditch. And someone flung his burden in the muck, mumbling, "O Christ Almighty, now I'm stuck."
Again, that was Julius Allen from Columbus Alternative High School. Now, no Youth Beat show would be complete without these last two segments. For this Monday's Creature Feature, we're taking you across an ocean and into the Asian kingdom of Bhutan, where we'll meet a unique and very little-known canine. This week's featured creature is the dhole. Bearing resemblance to the Australian dingo, the dhole is a small dog that inhabits eastern and southern Asia. They're versatile little species and live in plains, forests, and alpine regions. As such, their coats vary widely in color, ranging from red to gray to a sandy beige. Extremely athletic, the dhole is an accomplished runner, swimmer, and jumper, which comes in useful because, like most dogs, they hunt in packs. They communicate with each other using eerie-sounding whistles and other similar noises. An unusual aspect of dhole society is that it is mature females who leave the pack after they are grown, making for a highly male-based social system. This is inconsistent with most other pack animals, whose females stick together as males head out on their own. And of course, we'll wrap it up with a quote. This week, we turn to the words of author George Bernard Shaw, who said, "Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. I'm Lindsay, here for Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio, 102.1, 98.3 FM. Have a good week, Columbus, and I'll see you next Monday at 7:30.
Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu, or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.